This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. In 1820, English writer and cleric Sidney Smith wrote a letter to an unhappy friend, Lady Georgiana Morpeth, in which he offered her tips for cheering up. His letter begins, "Dear Lady Georgiana, nobody has suffered more from low spirits than I have done, so I feel for you." His suggestions are as helpful to consider now as they were almost 200 years ago. Some are a bit dated, but it's easy to imagine how to adapt them to the present time. First, live as well as you dare. Second, go into the shower bath with a small quantity of water at temperature low enough to give you a slight sensation of cold, 75 or 80 degrees. Third, amusing books. Fourth, short views of human life, not further than dinner or tea. Fifth, be as busy as you can. Sixth, see as much as you can of those friends who respect and like you. Seventh, and of acquaintances who amuse you. Eighth, make no secret of low spirits to your friends, but talk of them freely. They are always worse for dignified concealment. Ninth, attend to the effects tea and coffee produce upon you. 10th, compare your lot with that of other people. 11th, don't expect too much from human life, a sorry business at the best. 12th, avoid poetry, dramatic representations except comedy, music, serious novels, melancholy, sentimental people, and everything likely to excite feeling or emotion not ending in active benevolence. 13th, do good, and endeavor to please everybody of every degree. 14th, be as much as you can in the open air without fatigue. 15th, make the room where you commonly sit gay and pleasant. 16th, struggle by little and little against idleness. 17th, don't be too severe upon yourself or underrate yourself, but do yourself justice. 18th, keep good blazing fires. 19th, be firm and constant in the exercise of rational religion. 20th, believe me, dear Lady Georgiana. Over the years, I've collected my own lists of tips for cheering up, so I was interested to read what someone from two centuries ago would recommend. Most of Smith's suggestions are as sound now as they were almost 2 years ago, though it might be tougher today to work the good blazing fires from number 18 into everyday life. Perhaps good advice lasts a long time. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.